about time. You go strolling through the crowd like Pete DeLauro contemplating a crime. She comes out of the sun in a silk dress, running like a watercolor in the rain. Don't bother asking for explanation, she'll just tell you that she came in the year of the cat. Give you time for questions as she locks up your arm in hers, and you follow till your sense of which direction completely disappears. By the blue tiled walls near the market stalls, there's a hidden door she leads you to. These days, she says, I feel my life just like a river running through. The year of the cat. While she looks at you so coolly, and her eyes shine like the moon in the sea, she comes in incense and patchouli. So you take her to find what's waiting inside, the year of the cat.
When I tell you how much I love your first selection out of the gate, Al Stewart and Year of the Cat, my goodness, thank you for coming in. Gail and Aaron from Catmosphere with us this morning. A very, very good morning. First of all, thank you so much for supporting the radio station and doing another takeover. Your takeovers are always fantastic.
Ed, we love to be thank here. You. And it is afternoon. I know you've had a long
day. Oh, I did say good morning. Yeah, I know. It's been a long day, too. Yeah, it's kind of morning-esque to me. Well, thank you very much.
Of course. And we chose that selection because we have Asian New Year right around the corner.
Okay.
And in some Asian cultures, it's the year of the rabbit, the water rabbit. Okay. In others, it is the year of the cat, as we would know it typically. Uh-huh. And so we celebrate all things cat, as you know.
Yes. And you do it. You know what? We get into Gaelisms as sometimes here in the studio. We're like, that's perfect.
They're very true. No shortage of puns around. And if you want to talk to us and I'll come up with even more puns, call us on the air at 949-715-5936. Right off the cat bat tail, I want to say thank you so much to John Campbell,
yes,
our insurer, the insurer of all things feline, on top of everything else in this town. Thank you for the generous donation right now, John. Thank you so much.
John is, first of all, he's one of the most generous people in town.
Yes, he is.
First of all, bingo. And he's always been a supporter of the radio station, and not just us, but he supports so many different nonprofits and wonderful causes. A big wave and a shout out to John.
A big meow out to you, John. So, you know, we just came off of this incredible rain.
Right.
And our phones were ringing and our emails were just jumping all over the place with people who not only saw abandoned animals, but in some instances really wanted to help and brought those cats and dogs into their homes. And so what I wanted to talk about today, and I'll get into it later, but I just wanted to say to everybody out there with the kind hearts, thank you so much, because you're calling around, you're looking for places that will help you. I know you called our animal shelter, and that's wonderful. Thank you for calling us. We do our best to network and to find ways to take in these animals. And now that we're out of the rain a little bit, well,
right.
Here comes some sun.
A little sun. No, actually, I thought we were doing time of the... I'm sorry. I thought it was time of the... are we doing some Here Comes the Sun? Is that what you want to go? We can
sure.
go there. We can go there instead. I just need to find it here. I thought we were going to do a little time of the season.
I can see clearly, but time of the season's good.
Oh, I can see clearly. We can do do anything, you guys. All right. So, you know what? I'm going to roll into this.
Yes,
and that was my bad here. So, a little Nash. What I'm doing right now, they call this dancing.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
They call this dancing anytime. Thank you.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you every.
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for love.
Thank you. What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Zombies, 2:15, midweek, halfway point of the KXFM takeover. If you'd like to donate to the radio station in the name of Catmosphere Gail and Aaron, under their name, you can go to the KXFMradio.org website, pull down their link, and donate to them that way, or text the word takeover to 949-715-5936. That's 715-5936. Or you can just call the lobby at 949-715-4859. Wonderful to have you here. Thank you again for your support of the radio station.
Thank you, Ed. And you know, as a nonprofit, every single dollar goes into our veterinary fund. And as the zombies say, what's your name? Who's your daddy? And that is the question with the strays, right? The first thing we have to do is get those babies into a veterinarian after they've had maybe a little bit of a time to calm down, after they come into your yard and they choose you and you manage to get them into your garage or perhaps into your indoor shelter somewhere. Give them their space. Give them their time. Give them water. Giving them shelter already, give them some food, and make sure they don't mix with any of your other animals, and let them feel comfortable, let them feel calm. It is going to be what is commonly known as kitten season very soon.
There used to be kitten season, time of the season, great song. There used to be kitten season.
Yeah, not anymore. We're seeing this all the time. Right. Also, we are seeing people who unwittingly, and they have the best of intentions, but they separate the mother cats from the nursing kittens. Sometimes the mother cats are wandering and looking for a safe spot for their kittens.
Right.
Kittens might be totally tucked away somewhere else. And taking in a mama cat away from the kittens ensures that likely they are not going to make
it
unless they are separately rescued. So there's just so many questions. I want to recommend a publication. It's called the Cornell Cat Watch.
Uh-huh.
We read it every month, and there's always a nugget in there of information for people. And we talk about it sometimes on our Instagram, which is Catmosphere_Laguna, which Aaron, our wellness director, runs. And please call us. We are more than willing to help. And we know that with the sunshine coming, we're going to be getting even more phone calls. We have a very, very busy 2023 coming up.
So when you mention, let's say a stray comes into my garage, and I have to make sure that it's not a nursing mother cat, right? That should be my first duty, is to make sure it's not a nursing mother.
You may not be able to approach that cat to even determine that.
Right.
So the thing is to get the kitty calm enough. Experienced people will be able to take a look and see if it looks like they have been nursing or are currently nursing.
Right.
But that's not the job of just the kind person who takes in a cat. It's really getting them calm, getting them to a veterinarian if you can, or calling an organization like ours or our local animal shelter for tips on what they can do.
Okay.
There should always be quarantine period, as I said. Keep that stray away.
How long?
10 days.
10 days is fair?
Sometimes 10 days seems like a very long time. If you intend to keep that cat, it's not. If you intend to move that kitty somewhere else to a vet, then 48 hours is
good. Aaron?
Yeah, I just want to say too, because right now we just got we're constantly getting phone calls, emails, and messages on our social media about found cats, or you know, from other organizations, or just from people in general. And you know, people assume that rescues can just take in a cat right off the bat, but that's not the case, because like Gail is saying, the cat will maybe need to be quarantined, will need to see a vet, and small rescues like us don't have the capacity or the financial means to just pick up a cat and take them immediately to a vet. So we do rely on our community also to be aware of that. And if you are going to take in a stray, and if you're prepared for something like that, then please follow, you know, the guidelines of the quarantine and the vetting and making sure that the kitty is checked out. Otherwise, it's just double work than to try and call around to a rescue and just assume. And I see people getting very frustrated that shelters won't take in the cats or certain rescues, but we have to do this all together to understand the animal awareness and just take responsibility as we would if we, you know, came across a fellow human that needed help too.
Right. So that's right.
In all circles, it's all about community. It is all about community. And thank again, first of all, you do magnificent work.
Our community is wonderful.
Our community is wonderful.
Supportive.
Yes. You ready for another song?
We are.
Okay, let's do it.
I can see clearly now, the rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. Gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. It's gonna be a bright sunshiny day. I think I can make it now, the pain is gone. All of the bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's gonna be bright sunshiny day.
It appears we're existing in Johnny Nash's wish right now, a bright, sunshiny day, absolutely gorgeous day here in Laguna Beach, wherever you happen to be listening. We hope it's beautiful wherever you are. Of course, I have Gail and Aaron with Catmosphere. Tell us about the foundation really fast, if you could.
Thank you. Yes, founded in 2017, and it is our purpose in life, really, while we run this nonprofit, which I hope goes on way beyond our wildest dreams. To help abandoned and rescued cats and kittens find their forever homes. Lynette Brassfield says we are matchmaker to the meows.
Yeah, you are.
And yes, we are. And we're going with that. And successful, we are at about 550 55 going very quickly into 600 adoptions. For a small organization, it's very good that we've been able to do that. We have some events coming up. Erin will be sharing that with everybody. And on the break, you and I talked about the importance of spay and neuter.
Yes.
And you know, those things are so important to make sure that we don't have more stray cats, right? So we just deal with the changes.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much.
Waiting for, and my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I'd got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes. Turn and face the strain.
Changes. Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
There's gonna have to be a different man. Size, but never leave the stream of warm impermanence, and so the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Where's your shame? You've left us up to her next to me.
That saxophone ending does it for me every single time. We are in studio with Erin and Gail from Catmosphere. And I got a question for you that just, this drives me crazy. I have not just one, but I have a couple of friends on Facebook who seem to think that it's okay to have an outdoor cat. And yes, I understand where you have an indoor cat all the time, and every once in a while, if you sit outside, you take the cat with you, or you let the cat in your own covered yard or whatever. But if it's apartment life or something, there should be no such thing as an outdoor cat. Am I wrong there?
Well, there are such things as barn cats. We don't deal in barn cats, but Erin, what about the outdoor kitties we always hear about, and we try to place them sometimes as barn cats? Their personalities are sometimes not Mausers.
You know, we have all this permaculture lifestyle kind of blowing up, and in the Central Coast, and not far from here, Temecula, and it would be great, even the Ecology Center, it would be great if places like this started to accept these kitties that, you know, don't necessarily want to be inside of a house.
Some are unadoptable and they do better. They are more helpful outside. But as a general rule, 100% Catmosphere Laguna will not endorse an outdoor cat ever.
Right, right.
The abuse, the hurt, the disease, the terrible trauma that can come upon them, right, not to mention human trauma that can come upon them.
Right, but if there's situations, you know, where they are being well cared for and in an outside protected area such as a barn cat, then...
And we do support that.
Right. I'm on board and I'd like to see more of that.
But only in those circumstances.
And is the term feral overused? And people think that, oh, just a cat that's kind of as feral, a cat that's kind of wild. Is that an overused term?
Most animal rescue groups distinguish between stray cats and feral cats. Although both felines may be living outside and even in the same colony, they can coexist.
Right.
Stray cats have been socialized to humans, so that's what we call them, stray cats who have been socialized to humans, usually through being a pet at some point in their lives. Most ferals have been feral all along, and the root definition of feral, the root word is fear.
Right. Oh.
We have a feral. Yes. He's about 8.
We do have a guy. we brought him up, and he's friendly to us, but don't even try to approach him. Every now and then it works.
Right, right. Okay, well, thank you for that answer. I appreciate it. Another song?
Yeah, let's do, you know, the ferals and the strays, right, are always looking for companionship.
That's right.
And, you know, so we'll do a cowboy song by Thin Lizzy.
Let's do it. Great song.
I am just a cowboy, lonesome on the trail. A starry night, a campfire light. The coyote call and the howling winds wail. So I'll ride out to the old sundown.
and I'll turn around. And I'll move my fingers up and down, up and down. It's okay, amigo, just let me go. Riding here on the rodeo,
whipping out the Thin Lizzy on us. You are, yeah, you're, this is it. I'm glad I'm here with you. I'm with Gail. I'm with Gail and Aaron with Catmosphere. They are helping to raise money for the radio station during takeover. Several ways to contact the radio station. I'll give you those in just a couple of minutes. Aaron, you were going to say something for us, though. You were going to thank some people already.
Yeah, I just wanted, while we're sitting here, we got a message from the Chamber, Laguna Beach
Yay!
Chamber. Seeing how they love our playlist, so thank you. And you can go on to Spotify and type in Catmosphere Laguna. I think we have 3 or 4 playlists there already that I constantly add to for your listening pleasure. So thank you. And I also want to do a huge shout out to our number one foster, Adrienne. If you're listening out there, she has been a lifesaver and amazing. And all the kittens that have gotten adopted from her are so beautiful and friendly and loving. And right now she is a sweet orange girl named Charlotte. You can go to our website and see her availability for adoption. And if you would like to become a foster, you can message us on social media, email us, look at our website, call us and fill out a foster form. We are always, always in need of fosters. And I just want to let everyone know who's interested, they always get adopted.
That's right.
Every cat has always gotten adopted. Well, if you're worried about that.
You mentioned the number earlier, 555 and going towards 600.
That's very quickly. Yes.
That's over 500 families that now you've helped 500 families.
And adoptions that go sometimes 2 or 3 Catmosphere cats to one family. They love us. Yes.
Yeah, because we might have a senior, you know, we have had a few that have passed you know, but just rest assured, if you want to be a foster, the kitty will always be adopted. So a huge shout out to Adrienne and to also our TNR partners we work with.
That's
Romina,
right.
And Jen.
Jen Delgado, yes.
OC Kitty, Angela and Dylan, and all the beautiful people that work with us. So thank you so much.
We couldn't do it without you.
Do you find often that if someone takes in a foster, that they want to keep the cat eventually? How often
foster
does that?
Foster failure. Yeah, we love that too, because it's meant to be.
Right. Oh, well, beautifully put. Beautifully put. Next song up.
Well.
You ready for it?
Yes, we are ready for it because, you know, so many strays just can't find their way home.
Perfectly done.
Change.
So as the song is playing, I'm kind of sad because I'm thinking to myself, some poor little kitties can't find their way home, and
absolutely,
they're singing that song.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right,
Ed, we appreciate being here so much, and you know, you really think outside the litter box
when
it comes
wonderful.
To the songs and the segues, and we thank you very much.
Oh my God, you're being way too kind and generous, and thank you very much.
Well, I just wanted to throw out there a tip for people who say, Catmosphere, can you help us? And these are the things we're looking for. We are looking for you to email us primarily because so much information gets lost. Phone calls, great initially, but after that, we need an email. On our website, the email address can be found, and that's teamfeline@catmosphereLaguna.com. And what we're looking for is a description of the cat. Okay. Perhaps if you can tell the gender, sometimes that's very difficult. Want to know where the cat was found. We want to know the general condition of the kitty. Where is the kitty? Where are you?
Right.
And what is your experience with cats? So we know if we have to do an immediate intervention or if we can wait 24, 48 hours. So that would be very, very helpful to us. We come by, we will scoop them up. We will sometimes work with you if you intend to keep the kitty in finding a discount rescue. And I don't mean that in any sense to be discount value or discount services. It's actually a discount to our rescue as a nonprofit. And some veterinarians benefit from that on their own IRS returns for helping us out. So we appreciate it very much. But the email always... And that phone call is important too, but give us as much information as possible.
Okay. And what's the email address?
Again, teamfeline@catmosphereLaguna.com.
Thank you. And above all else, do they need warm love?
Oh, they do. Don't we all?
Look at the ivy on the old clanging wall. Look at the flowers and the green grass so tall. It's not a matter of when push comes to shove. It's just the hour on the wings of a dove. That's just warm love. It's just warm love. I dig it when your fancy dressed up in lace. Smile on your face. This inspiration's got to be on the flow. These invitations got to see it and know. It's just warm love. It's just warm love. And it's ever present everywhere. And it's ever present everywhere. Present everywhere.
2:46 the time, 14 minutes shy of 3 o'clock on a Wednesday edition of Takeover. Welcome to the program. We are here with Gail and Aaron from Catmosphere. They do amazing work. That foundation is incredible, and the love they have for animals and the care you take in order to get them into the right perfect homes. And I say perfect. I should have said it that way. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. Aaron?
Yeah, I just want to talk about the events that we have coming up. So we are no longer a cafe at the moment, but we have been doing pop-up events. So people do ask us and message us to see if we're open, but we are now doing pop-up events with Gelson's, which we have been. This will be our second year.
Great.
And now with the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter in the Canyon.
Fantastic.
And probably some other ones. But
yes,
right now,
we have some others.
Yeah, we do have some other ones lined up. But I'm going to go through our events we do have coming up if you want to mark them down. And if you're in the market for a little companion, we are going to be at Gelson's Laguna Beach. So that's the one across from the Montage. We're going to be there on February 25th. We usually start about 11 a.m. We're going to be there on May 27th, August 26th, and October 28th. So you can mark those down in your calendar. And then we're going to be at the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter in the Canyon. What time do we get started there? About 10 a.m. We're going to be there on February 18th, April 15th, June 17th, August 18th, and October 21st. And we are always there and busy and have our fosters come and different groups come and bring kitties available for adoption. We have snacks, beverages, our merch, giveaways, and of course, all your new adoptable cats and kittens to come home with you. We are not doing same day adoptions. We do have to do home checks and get all the paperwork in order.
Bravo. Bravo,
yeah,
there.
We don't do that, but please always watch our Instagram at catmosphere_laguna. It's always active with up-to-date information and our website. And I just wanted to talk about the kitties right now that we do have up for adoption.
Please, please.
We have cute Panther Brothers, Coffee and Fudgy. They are so cute.
Fudgy.
All black. Little Bombay Brothers. Their mom got adopted already, and all of their siblings are adopted, and these guys are going together. So please, they are on our website, and they are on our Instagram. You can have a look at them. They're so cute. We also have Miss Charlotte, who is about 7 months old, an orange girl with a very fluffy tail, very friendly, gets along with other kitties. So do Coffee and Fudgy as well, get along with other kitties.
We just brought Sia in this morning, who is probably a four-month-old, lost in the rain. There we go, Ed. Brought into us, lost in the rain, Siamese. I also wanted to say, and we've said this before, we never separate bonded pairs. So we often get people who come to our events and say, well, I'll take one brother, but not the other. And if they are determined to be bonded, that will not happen. That adoption won't happen.
Yeah, and I just want to say, too, I looked at Teresa's Instagram, popped up this morning with Doe and Ray. And, you know, you can see over time that these kittens are for sure bonded. I mean, they're still hugging each other and sleeping with each other. And this is just better for them and for you, too. This keeps them occupied, and they have a little companion.
Right.
So, yes, we don't separate bonded pairs.
Right, and the separation anxiety that the cats must suffer through if, in fact, they do get separated. I can't even imagine that. I can't fathom that. So, bravo again for that. All right. That's, you know, makes me want to squeeze you.
Yeah, well, I do recommend a cat or two as something you might wear on your chest.
Okay. Kind
right?
of a squeeze box.
Of course.
Thank you.
Mom's got a squeeze box she wears on her chest. Daddy comes home, he never gets no rest, 'cause she's playing all night, and the music's alright. Mama's got a squeeze box, Daddy never sleeps at night. Well, the kids don't eat, and the dog can't sleep. There's no escape from the music in the whole damn street, 'cause she's playing all night. It's all right.
You're tugging at my heartstrings with The Who. My goodness. 2:53 the time, 7 minutes before 3 o'clock. And if you'd like to donate right now to the radio station in the name of Catmosphere and the fantastic work that Gail and Aaron and their entire crew do, all of their volunteers, you can do so now by going to kxfmradio.org, pull down their link. It's the Catmosphere Aaron and Gail link, or you can call the lobby at 949-715-4859. Thank you again for being here, ladies. This is really cool so far.
Thank you. As some news from the last time we were with you is that we are networking more and more and becoming more well-known in the Orange County area for helping other rescues as well.
Of course you are.
So we are out there for them. They are out there for us. And it's a happy ending for everybody in terms of seeing our successes come to fruition. So don't be concerned that a kitty will not get our attention. If we are too busy, we will always help you with another name, right, another place, another phone number. That is part of what we see as our job.
There's very little ego in what you do.
There is no ego at all. It is our job. It is our purpose to help you. We also say leave the real trap neuter to the professionals. It can be very dangerous for somebody who is just someone who wants to do well, doesn't have the right equipment, goes out in all kinds of hours and all kinds of weather to try to assist cats. Sometimes those kitties will be more harmed than you know. Your intentions are good, but leave it to the professional trap neuter people, and we know them. We will give you names. I just gave a family a name of a rescue organization in Anaheim last week because they were waiting outside of a McDonald's. They saw a whole group of cats, a horde of cats, and they wanted to capture them all themselves in their station wagon. Don't do that,
right,
because you don't know if that feral is in that pack,
right,
or those ferals are the pack.
Right.
So leave it to the professionals. It is dark out there at night. The dark is for lovers.
Oh, I like that.
Take me now, baby, here's I am. Pull me close, try and understand. Desire is hunger, is the fire I breathe. Love is a banquet on which we feed. Telephone. Love is an angel disguised as lust. Here in our bed until the morning comes.
Belongs to life. Because the night belongs.
We thank KX for this wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much, Ed, and all at all. We are Catmosphere Laguna, catmosphereLaguna.com. You can reach us at teamfeline@catmosphereLaguna. We are at 949-619-MEOW. And no, I didn't just say meow for no reason. We are 949-619-6369. And I fought for that phone number.
I bet you did.
949-619-6369. Thank you, everyone out there, for donating to us. We had a fabulous end of the year. We have a donate button at the top of our website, and we always ask for donations on our Instagram. You can see the money that you spend and you send to Catmosphere Laguna really do its work when you see the spays, the neuters, the testing, the absolute care and devotion that these cats get. The return rate that we have is nil, because we are a matchmaker to the meows. Every dollar makes a difference, and we thank Mew, all of Mew.
Look at you. Thank you.
Yeah, I just want to let you know again about our events that we have coming up, our adoption events. We're going to be at Gelson's on February 25th. So that's Gelson's in Laguna Beach, across from the Montage. But before that, we're going to be at the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter in the Canyon outside February 18th. So if you are looking for a new companion, come and visit us.
And also, last time at the Laguna Beach Animal Shelter, we had about 21 volunteers from the Laguna Beach High School.
Very cool.
It was so much fun.
Awesome.
And you know, we had two adopters out of that group, out of the volunteer group.
Perfect.
Well said. Well meowed.
Thank you.
I wanted to do a shout out too to a local company that I happen to love. 100th Acre.
Oh, yes.
They hand deliver candles in town. I don't know if anybody out there is familiar with their product, but I made it the gift of choice this year to my friends, and nothing but fabulous feedback. Thank you. Thank you for what you're doing. Your product's excellent. We support you.
Thank you. And thank you both, and thank Catmosphere for coming in and supporting the radio station as you do all the time and year round. We'll definitely keep those notes as far as the events, and we'll make sure that the world knows those events, and we'll be there with you.
Thank you for having us,
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.